Thank you, Allah, for blessing me with Islam.
Thank you, Allah, for blessing me with Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to Learn Your Faith series. As the title says, we're here to learn our faith. This program is dedicated to the new Muslim community worldwide. This is where we get together and discuss some of the important matters that are important related to the new Muslim community. But today we have a different topic. We have a topic that is very important question that an individual has to consider and find solutions, find answers to before he embraces Islam. Before I share this topic with you, I have a surprise. Surprise for our viewers, surprise for our panel here as well. And that surprise is that Alhamdulillah, Brother Yusuf, who normally joins us in our program, today we will listen to a recitation of the glorious Quran by him. Brother Yusuf, could you recite Surah Fatiha to us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
سبحان الله. What a pleasant surprise for all of us. Alhamdulillah. Brother Yusuf, who is currently studying in the first year of the Alim program with Jamiatul Madina in Bradford. And, to see his progress so far is a great mercy of Allah Almighty. We pray for him. May Allah Almighty bless him with abundance of wealth of knowledge and wisdom. May Allah make this journey of studying Islamic sciences easy for him. And may those moments come that we are sitting with him and he has completed his graduation as well. Very happy for you, mashallah, Brother Yusuf. May Allah give you more blessings. My dear viewers on Madani Channel, today our topic is why Islam? Why Islam? Why should one embrace Islam? Why should I choose my faith as Islam? What are the joys of Islam? What is the buzz? What are the benefits of embracing Islam? What a beautiful topic to talk about today. Inshallah, we'll straight on to the topic. Brother Bilal, why Islam?
Many, 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 many reasons for embracing Islam. The purification of the soul from the darkness of ignorance to the light of knowledge. From taking all the time to wanting to give. From falsehood to truth. From impurity to purity. And preparation for the journey we all must take. Preparation for death. The benefits, alhamdulillah, it is said that when someone embraces Islam, their previous sins are forgiven. They're given the opportunity to start again. And mostly, guidance. Guidance from the Creator. The one who created everything. Who created the beautiful religion of Islam. Who should know better than what is better for us than the one who created us? So Islam gives us the opportunity to start again. It is said that someone who embraces Islam is like a newborn baby. And that is so true. Because like a newborn baby, the revert to Islam has to learn. A newborn baby has to learn to walk. The revert to Islam, the new revert to Islam, has to learn to worship Allah Almighty in the correct way. Islam will put you on this course. And inshallah, Islam will keep you on this course.
SubhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. What beautiful words Brother Bilal has described. And these are the answers that, you know, if you were looking for, searching for, you've got the answers now. Don't delay. Embrace Islam today. Brother Noor, why Islam?
If you'd asked me that a few years ago, I would have said, I do not know, because I wasn't in a position of becoming Muslim. I'd never even thought about being a Muslim since birth. But the reason for becoming Muslim was because I had lost faith in God at the time when I was when I fell ill, and I found faith and peace in Islam, and the words came to me that, you know, if I retire, I will become a Muslim. And after actually taking the initiative, unexpectedly to me, I was given the words, but I never even thought of saying them. Since then, I've been healed of all any sickness or any anxiety which I had in the years before. So I can assure people that for once accepting this beautiful religion of peace and tranquility, you will receive full healing of body, mind and spirit within your whole life. And this will be shown in the way you live, the way you act, the way you pray, the way you eat, the way you walk, the way you act yourself with the other brothers and sisters, and with the whole community, not just of Muslims, but of those of other faiths, that they will see that the light of our blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there present in this person.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. I want to ask the same question to Brother Yusuf. Why Islam?
The main reason as to why Islam is because it's the truth. That should be the only reason and the main reason. But of course, when you say that to someone that is ignorant and that doesn't understand, you have to go into depth. I can't just say to someone, it's the truth. They'll be like, why is it the truth? Well, if you want regulation in your life and you want perfection in your life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has taught us how to live, has taught us how to speak, has taught us how to walk, has taught us how to talk, has taught us how to eat, has taught us how to purify ourselves, and the list goes on. It's an endless stream of regulation that you are adding onto your life, and perfection, and purification. And how can someone have the audacity to say that it's not the truth?
SubhanAllah. Why Islam? Islam is a code for whole life. Islam teaches you how to be a human. Only a good Muslim can become a good human. Brother Bilal, normally you have these three questions that you say that you ask yourself. That has, gives you a clarity why you come to Islam and what are the benefits of Islam. So what are those questions that, you know, you normally discuss and talk about?
The three questions, basically. Question number one, we all at some time or other ask ourselves, where did we come from? Our origin. After that question, we ask the question, why am I here? And the natural follow-on to the two questions is, where am I going? Now, we cannot find this answer outside of Islam, because the answer is in the glorious Quran. And if we learn and we study the glorious Quran, we will then understand the answer to these three questions. We will know where we come from. We will know why we are here. And we will know where we are going. But above all, in the beautiful religion of Islam, Allah Almighty says in the Quran that this day I have perfected for you your religion. I have bestowed my favor upon you, and your religion will be Islam. That statement, for anyone of any belief, should be enough. I cannot think of any other religion where that statement is made. It is not made outside of Islam.
Allahu Akbar.
So, to me, that is the foundation of why we should become Muslim. Because, in other words, Allah Almighty is telling us to become Muslim.
Allahu Akbar.
He's created the religion for us. The perfect religion. No imperfections.
Someone who embraces Islam, what are the benefits that he will get? Anyone wants to shed some light on this? So as soon as someone embraces Islam, what are the gifts that he will, you know, be favored with by Allah?
Inner peace, contentment, purification of the soul. Inner peace, purpose in life, the purpose of life, the understanding of not to waste the precious gift we're given of life, the precious gift of time, not to waste it, to spend our time in the worship of our Creator and our Lord and Master.
Allah.
The first gift you are given, as soon as you take your Shahada, you become like a newborn baby.
Allah. Does that mean that human who's 30, 40 year old, he becomes a newborn baby?
It means his previous sins.
He shrinks and becomes tiny.
No. All his previous sins have been cleared and he's like a newborn baby.
So when we say pure. That when the biggest gift that someone can be blessed with, you know, is the gift of the light of Iman. So him embracing Islam itself is the biggest gift that Allah Almighty has bestowed upon him. Allah Almighty has chosen him to be a Muslim. That is one of the best things that he can ever think of. Something that he didn't even think of in his life before. But Allah Almighty guided him towards the truth. And now he had the opportunity and he was given this chance to embrace Islam. This itself, you know, is the biggest gift that Allah, the Creator, has chosen, chosen for you, yeah, the path which leads to success. The success of this life, the success in the grave, success in the afterlife. Yeah, gives you the inner peace, not just peace in the dunya. If you can look after this iman, this light of faith, you know, if you can protect it and you can take this with you when you leave this world as well, then you have the ultimate peace, which is the house in paradise.
What you've just said reminds me of the azan. Hayya ala salah, hurry to prayer.
Allahu Akbar.
Same part.
Hayya ala falah,
hurry to success.
Hurry to success.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar. If you look at as a human being, when you are searching for a faith, you know, someone who's lost belief in the things that he used to believe as a child or as an adult, but he's confused, he's looking for inner peace. The first thing, the major thing is the concept of the Creator. Does God exist? And is there a Creator? That's one of the major things that someone has a question. And in Islam, you'll find the solution. You'll find the correct belief about the Creator. Okay? Every other religion has a concept of the Creator. But the concept that is available, you know, in Islam, that's the best, you know, understanding of the Creator itself. And some people, they believe in the Creator, but they say certain words, and they think it's out of love, but then they pass the boundaries. And if you pass the boundary, you know, for example, they you have the concept of father, yeah. The Rabb, the Creator who's made us, He's pure from, you know, partnership. He doesn't have any siblings. He doesn't have any relationship. He's alone. He doesn't have a gender. And this is the true image, true understanding of the Creator. So in Islam, you will get the true understanding of the Creator itself. That's one of the major reasons why Islam. Because it will give you the actual and the truth about the Creator itself. Then, we have many prophets who came to the earth. In one narration, we hear around 124,000 prophets came to the earth to do what? To guide the mankind, to spread the message of truth. So many prophets, may Allah have peace and blessings be upon all of them, they arrived on this earth with a message. But this message was completed when the seal of the prophets, when the best of the creation, when the mercy for the universe, the beloved master, the beloved Habib, the Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived. And that is when the messenger, the message of the previous message that was being delivered in different parts has been completed. And the verse that you mentioned from the Quran, that was the actual verse that was mentioned, that was the message that now the teachings of Islam have been completed. So there's a complete package now. So if you're looking for truth, Islam is the truth. So in Islam, you have the best of the prophets. Yeah? Islam gives you the correct image of all the prophets. It gives you the love and respect and honor of all the previous prophets that came to the earth. The love for Adam alayhi salam, the love for Isa, the love for Musa, the love for Ibrahim, the love for Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, Prophet Ayub alayhi salam, the love for Prophet Lut alayhi salam, the prophet, all the prophets who came to the earth. Islam tells you to love and respect each and every prophet that came to the earth. This is the reason why you should embrace Islam. Because people, other faiths have some concept of different prophets, but they have the wrong concept. Some people say Adam alayhi salam, he made mistakes, he committed sins. And Islam will tell you that Prophet, any of the Prophet who came to the earth, any of the Prophet of Allah, he is innocent. He is pure from any sins. He can't commit sins. So the true image of the Prophets is in Islam. And then Islam will tell you, it will teach you that each and every book that was revealed by Allah Almighty, we may not be able to see it now. We may not have a physical concept of that book now. But whatever was revealed to the prophets and the messengers, we believe in all the divine books. So Islam gives you the mindset of respecting. Not just, you know, like a mindset that you have to respect. But it's a compulsory thing. As Muslims, we have to respect each and every divinely revealed book that was revealed in the past. We have to have honor, we have to have respect, and the slightest disrespect to any of the previous books that were revealed, any of the slightest disrespect to any of the previous prophets that came to the earth is a form of disbelief. It will take person out of Islam. So Islam is a universal religion. It's a universal way of life. It's nothing new. It is the one and only way of life. This is the reason why Islam. And then another beautiful reason why Islam is because there is no book like the Quran. The book, the Quran itself, the message of Allah Almighty, the Kalam, the words of our Creator, the way the words have been written, the way it is still, it is compiled and also it is protected. It's amazing. You can pick a copy of Quran in the Western world, and you can pick a copy of the Quran from the African side or the Asian side or the Middle East, bring it together and open the same verse, you'll find it's written exactly the same. Not even a dot will be changed. It's amazing how the Quran is protected, how the message of Quran is very universal for everyone, for all the times, is not just for 1400-1500 years before, but it's applicable now as well. Yeah, it will be applicable in the future as well. It's amazing. So why Islam? Because there is no such book like Quran in any other faith, in any other religion. Islam, the Quran is a true message of Islam. It's a full guide to the human. Will give you the guidance and guidance for every single person of every different background that he's from, whichever profession he's from. Islam in the Quran will guide him. So these are few of the reasons why Islam. If you are not honest and fair with yourself, then you know you will find many questions. You could have hundreds of questions to steer you away from the truth. Yeah, if you're not honest with yourself. But if you ask yourself, now, are you sincere with your thoughts? Do you really want to find the truth? Are you looking for the right path for your own life? Then inshallah, you will find Islam is the only way for yourself. Brother Bilal, you want to say something?
Not only do we have the glorious Quran, we also have the hadith of our beloved Prophet.
SubhanAllah, the prophetic traditions, yeah. The sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
It's stated and believed that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of creation, the most beloved by Allah Almighty. So, what better guide than the most beloved, the best of creation? How can we not try to emulate, that means to be like, because our objective is to seek the good pleasure of our Creator, and that good pleasure, inshallah, would be Jannah. So, you know, we must try to emulate our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as we can. I believe every little action brings us a step nearer to the perfection we seek. And I'd just like to finish by saying that, you know, in this dunya we look for perfection. If we've got a car, we want a perfect car. Got a house, we want a perfect house. Even as far as wanting a perfect wife, perfect children. But unfortunately, in this dunya, there are a lot of imperfections. But in Islam, there are no imperfections. Islam is purity. Purity is Islam. Perfection is Islam. Islam is perfection.
SubhanAllah. Back to our question, why Islam? One of the reasons is, if you study different faiths in the world, which other faith has a higher number of attendees in the place of worship compared to Islam? On Friday, wherever you are, whatever profession you are in, Friday or after midday, when the Friday congregation starts, the Jumu'ah prayer, millions of Muslims around the world, they will leave their job, their education, they'll come towards the masjid, and they will offer their prayer. Look at the unity. Look at the universal message in this. Millions of Muslims, every single Friday, not just a one-off. Yeah, not just one-off, in the whole life. Yeah, they continue going to the masjid on a bigger scale. And they visit the mosque. Which other faith has that much attendance on a regular basis? And then look at it on a daily basis. The five prayers that are in Islam. The morning prayer, after the midday, then we have in the afternoon, the Asr prayer, then after the sunset, then we have the night prayer. So Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. These five prayers that Muslims have to offer. Look at it from a universal image that in UK, when we pray Fajr, in some part of the world, Now, some people are praying an Isha prayer. At the same time, someone might be praying in a different part of the world, the Zohar one. And when we are praying Zohar, someone will be praying Asr. At the same time, you know, all these five forms of worship, five different prayers are being performed. Yeah. You know, all, if you look at it as 24 hour, you know, Muslims around the world are continuously worshipping the Creator at all times, yeah, on different occasions. So people are, some people are in either in the state of the Qiyam, the standing posture. Some people at the same time, you know, millions of Muslims around the world will be in the ruku posture when you bow down to the knees. And some people will be in the prostration, the sajda posture. And some people will be just exiting the prayer. It's amazing. Now, which other religion has this? Yeah? And, you know, if you look at the other faiths and other religions, you know, their areas of worship, they're empty. They're struggling. And one of the reasons why people are struggling, because this is, Islam is the truth. This is where the magnet is. This is the nucleus of the human being. Islam. Yeah, the ultimate peace is in Islam. If you want tranquility, if you want happiness, if you want guidance, whatever you are looking for, inshallah, you will find it in Islam. Yeah, you mentioned, Brother Bilal, the beautiful example of the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. If you look at it in our society, in our culture, whichever field that we are from, if someone's a doctor, someone's a physician, someone's a pilot, someone's an engineer, is a, you know, a computer geek, let us say, you know, is a technician or whatever. And each science, each field that we look into, you'll find they have principles. They have role models. They'll have some guiding principles for that particular field. You go to maths and you study maths at school, college, university, they will have certain formulas that were, you know, made or written down, you know, X amount of years or centuries ago. And them same formulas are being followed now. But them formulas, when they were set, when they were made, whoever written those formulas, you could say his, that person's whole life was spent to find that conclusion, that particular formula. And now people are benefiting from that model. And they're moving ahead in that field. Yeah, be it math, science, English, whatever. Yeah. Likewise, you know, if we look at as a human being, in fact, you know, I can say to you that we, regardless of which field you are from, whatever your background is, the best role model that we can have and you can benefit from is the best example that Allah Almighty has mentioned in the glorious Quran is the character of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, that's the best model that we have. You can, how, okay, the question is, you know, how can I be a good parent? Okay. Study the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you'll know it. How should you treat a woman? Study the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you're a child, how should you respect your parents? Study the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you're a ruler, a leader in the community, yeah, study the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll get the message. You'll get your guiding principles. If we can attach ourselves, and if we can be honest again, now I'm going to repeat the word, honest, you know, with yourself, and be, you know, open, you know, to understand the truth, then inshallah, you won't disagree with this. Now whatever we mentioned today, you cannot disagree with these, because these are the universal truth. Islam is the only way for your success. In this world, it will make you a better human being. It will change your life for the better. In this world, you'll have the solutions for whatever you're looking for, and it will have the answers for the hereafter as well. Islam will bless you the peace and comfort in the grave. Islam will give you the peace and comfort on the day of judgment. Yeah? Inshallah, you will see the benefits of Islam on the day of judgment. Only then we will realize how lucky we are. How fortunate we are that Allah Almighty has chosen us to be a Muslim. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. It's a great, you know, favor upon us. Those individuals who are still considering, who are still, you know, 50-50, who are still looking for the truth, Islam is in front of you. Don't look here and there. Come straight to Islam. Make that decision. Enter Islam, inshallah. You will not make, trust me, in your whole life, you will never regret from this. You will not regret from this. These beautiful brothers who are with us today, inshallah, they will tell you the truth as well. If someone today makes the decision to embrace Islam, what would you say to that person?
Congratulations, all your sins have been wiped.
SubhanAllah.
You're like a purified baby. But, that's when it starts. That's when you have, for example, a piece of cloth that is perfectly white. And then you start to throw paint at it or dirt. Will it stay white? It won't. And the only way you can purify it is keep washing it. And how do we wash it? Praying 5 times a day. By doing dhikr Allah. By sending salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
SubhanAllah. Those individuals who are considering to embrace Islam and are still confused, are still not ready for it, what would you want to say to them?
Don't hesitate. You do not know what you will be doing in the next minute, the mind, 1 hour, one day. Do not hesitate. If you have the belief inside, then do not hesitate.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. And what about Brother Noor?
If you have the desire to become a Muslim, you should take the step and say yes today.
SubhanAllah. I hope, alhamdulillah, you know, with this discussion, we managed to answer some of the questions you may have had in your mind before. And if these questions have been answered and you are at peace now, please don't delay. Come and enter the faith of Islam. Say the declaration of faith. You know, there's two, three main points you will have to consider. Number one, it is important that you reject your previous disbeliefs. It is important to say these words with your tongue and have a firm belief inside your heart as well that you reject your previous religion, your previous way of life, previous disbeliefs, and also say that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, the Creator, and Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is his last and final messenger. If you can say this, wherever you are today, you know, say it with your tongue and confirm it from your heart, inshallah. And now, if you have said this, congratulations and welcome to Islam. You are now our Muslim brother. You are now our Muslim sister. May Allah bless you happiness and comfort in both worlds. May Allah make this journey in Islam easy for you. Any problems, any struggles that you have, please get in touch with us. Learn Your Faith department is here to tackle these issues. If you need support with Islamic educations, Dawat Islami provides online courses. You can visit our website, dawatislami.net, and go to the online courses and, admit to any of the courses that you want to, register for those courses, and inshallah, you know, you will be, wherever you are, you will have the guidance with you. I pray to Allah Almighty that He accepts our coming here, and we also pray for those individuals who are looking for faith, who are studying Islam with sincerity, with fairness. Ya Allah, guide them to the truth. Ya Allah, bless them the light of Iman. Ya Allah, give them the opportunity to make that decision, the best of decision of their lives. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers on Madani Channel, thank you for staying with us and watching this program. Keep connected with Madani Channel. Keep watching the different series of Madani Channel. We will come back again with a different topic, with a different discussion in future, inshallah. Until then, look after yourself. And whatever you do, keep studying Islam.
Thank you, Allah, for blessing me.